Good morning. It is 8:15. Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher. Thanks for being with us here this morning. Wow, today it has I guess this means we've been in a pandemic this long as well. But the good part of that is people stepping up and helping other people. And United Way of Knox County involved. And 100 days today of serving meals to people in Galesburg and the surrounding areas. And join us to talk more about that and some other things as well. The executive director of the United Way of Knox County, Lon Dunn. Lon, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Enjoying the sunshine and the cool down.
Oh, yeah. It's really nice. Going to warm back up this weekend, but nice and cool right now. All right. Well, gosh, you said somebody kind of brought it to your attention. It's like, it's been 100 days that we've been doing that. It's taken a lot of volunteers.
It really has. I have been sitting here kind of jotting notes, and I filled an entire page of, you know, just organizations and volunteers that have really come together to make this program possible. Here we are, day 100. We have served over 127,000 meals.
Wow.
So it... Our village has been doing some good work.
Absolutely. And, you know, and people may have wondered, like, well, why is that need so great? Well, part of it was to start, you had kids that were normally in school getting fed there probably twice a day that all of a sudden didn't have that because their family didn't necessarily have means. That was a big part of it to start.
It certainly was. You know, when we got the news, and, you know, what a Friday the 13th. It was Friday, March 13th, that we got the news that the kids weren't going back. And we also knew there is so much construction going on at our 205 buildings. So it, we had the opportunity to transition from the schools doing the meals to our meal program that we normally operate in the summer, kind of taking on that role so that we could serve the community in locations that weren't under construction, because, you know, we didn't need any sort of, you know, tragedy, you know, happening there. So, you know, we were able to mobilize over that weekend and started serving on the 16th of March, and we have been going gangbusters ever since. The program has actually continued to expand throughout the year. When we hit June 30th and Knoxville, Abingdon, and Rova, school districts had to, you know, they stopped serving for their kids. We also added on those locations and, met our mission of serving all of Knox County, or as much of Knox County as we possibly can, especially with this program.
The logistics of the whole thing seemed like a nightmare. How did you come up with a plan for all that?
Luckily, I have a little bit of experience in project management, and I've tested every boundary of that knowledge. We've been able to, we got additional cold storage space donated by G&M Distributors. We were able to get some of the equipment that 205 was getting rid of, you know, to make room for their kitchen renovations. V&A has let us basically take over their back warehouse space. So we just kind of figured out routes and deliveries, and it could not be done though without the volunteers.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And when you talk about United Way, it doesn't matter what organization, that's a United Way organization, that there's lots and lots of volunteers that help with no matter what the project is. But this was an especially big project.
It really is. And, you know, luckily we had Get Connected already in the pipeline, which is our volunteer platform for, you know, matching volunteers with needs in the community. So we were able to launch that, and that has been really helpful. And that's actually where Jeanette Chernin has been volunteering with us since the get-go. And she got a little congratulations notice in her Get Connected profile that she was about to log her 300th hour of volunteering for United Way. And that's just since March. You know,
wow.
It warms my heart to see these volunteers stepping up and really kind of taking ownership of the role of, you know, needing to be of service to the community.
What about Lon Dunn is the executive director of United Way of Knox County? What about some of the organizations that have been involved and stepped up as well? I know you mentioned G&M and the V&A Community Services. Talk about some of the others.
Sure. Yem Ford, right from the get-go, I was able to send a quick email. And so we had two fellows there every day at the beginning that would help us transport food from the 205 warehouse down to V&A or from G&M over to V&A so that we could use the capacity in other locations to maximize the amount of food we could get, because the other thing we hit pretty early on was the food supply line kind of dried up as far as prepackaged food, and we don't have the capacity to cook that much, so we really have to rely on refrigerated products. So we had, like I said, the fellows from Yem. Bethel Baptist Church immediately said, yes, we will operate as a drive-through location. They're continuing to operate, and they come, to V&A. They're very kind of self-sufficient. They provide their own volunteers. They really, really make it work. Faith UMC over on Knox Street, that was as close as we could get to Lombard without, any danger. They've been fantastic in providing volunteers and operating as a drive-through. Marilyn Blucker at Bethel, I want to give her a special shout out. She literally sends me a text and, hey, I think I have some new volunteers to send your way. And, just amazing. Dave's Auto Body lets us use Betty White, their big white van that normally was a part of Run Galesburg Run. They've given us use of that as we've needed it. We've gotten some financial support from the Galesburg Community Foundation. We got a grant from the No Kid Hungry. You see their logo and, quite a bit. And then also I want to give a shout out every Tuesday for probably about the past 8 weeks. The Galesburg Lions Club comes in and they make 1,000 turkey bacon and cheese sandwiches for us. And every Wednesday is turkey bacon and cheese day. So today is Wednesday. That is what is on the menu. So, and, one of the, to kind of ease their burden, we added a group of volunteers from First Midwest Bank, and they've been splitting the sandwich making the past few weeks. So, it's been great to see, people just being, a force for good. That was our slogan last year. Little did we know we were going to be living up to it so much.
We need to get Turkey Bacon Cheese Day added to the food calendar.
Why not?
Wednesday's Turkey
Every
Bacon
Wednesday.
Cheese Day. Yes, absolutely.
Well, we do theme days. We do Taco Tuesday, so it's always a Southwestern theme. We did some Mediterranean Mondays with hummus and getting the kids to try some different foods as we went along. And, and then Frozen Fridays are always fun, too.
Lon Dunn is the executive director of the United Way of Knox County, and the 100th day of delivery of meals or for pickup or delivery for so many. And there's other groups and organizations that had gotten involved helping out. I know Lieber's Boxcar Express did, of course, the Knox County YMCA. Everybody's seen Joey and then Anthony Law along with him going around and delivering. It's just such a great thing. The sad part of it, we're nowhere close to being done with this either.
We, we're working on coordinating with the school districts. We'll be handing it back off to them as they go back to their scheduled service days. However, we do know that we'll still be providing meals, in some capacity, because our normal operation during the school year for our meal program is to provide after-school at-risk suppers. So we were providing suppers tutoring and aftercare for all of the 205 locations, and then also at Cedar Creek Community Room there on McKnight Street. So we know that we're going to continue to serve. We just don't know exactly what that's going to look like yet.
And I kind of lost my train of thought where I was going with this. I know if somebody wants to help out, if they would like to volunteer in some capacity or even monetarily, whether a business or individual, how would they go about that?
So they can visit our website, which is unitedway-knoxcounty.org, or they can also, to volunteer, it's myforefront.galaxydigital.com. You can click get to the get connected through our website as well. But we certainly welcome and need the volunteers. It's kind of like I said, getting a little bit little bit stressful.
And I guess more than a congratulations, this is a thank you. Thank you for 100 days to you and the Knox County United Way and all of the volunteers that have helped out.
Well, I can't thank them enough. I mean, I try to, you know, go into each day with the attitude of gratitude, and I'm thankful for everybody that shows up and lends a hand.
Let's change gears a little bit. You know, a lot of talk about help for people during the pandemic. We just talked about with meals. There's been a lot of talk about water bills. But, you know, there are a lot of people struggling and a lot of people that either had salary cut or hours in their job cut or whatever. So the Illinois Housing Development Authority has come up with a program, the ERA, Emergency Rental Assistance Program. Talk about that and what is available to people, what help is out there and how they could apply.
Okay, so the Emergency Rental Assistance Program will open Monday morning, August 10th, and we will be getting this information up on our Facebook page later today. Bear with me right now. I'm an office of one due to a recent retirement. It's an help for rental help for folks who have fallen behind as a result of, you know, disruption in their income or employment. And, you know, we will be, like I said, getting the word out about that. It provides rental help up to $5,000 per household. You do have to do a qualification form. It's all online. But if you have any questions, you know, there are helplines available.
And we'll put a link to this information. Well, we'll post our interview on Facebook, and we'll put a link to this information there as well. So the Emergency Rental Assistance, ERA, that starting Monday. And, a sad thing, but again, it's much needed, right, especially right now.
It really is. I mean, we know that so many of our residents are experiencing a hardship, and if we can help with getting them caught up on their rent, or the other program that will be coming out August 24th is called the EMA, and that's Emergency Mortgage Assistance, and you know, it will be a similar qualification. We will get all of that information uploaded on Facebook and on our website later today.
All right. Very good. Juan, anything else going on that we need to know about? Any other programs or anything? I know it's kind of, we talked about it being a weird year and not everything is normal that's going on. What's anything else that we need to know about, though?
We're just, you know, still trying to keep on, you know, we here at United Way. We really don't know what campaign is going to look like. We had originally planned to do a cardboard regatta this year to bring that back to Galesburg, but, you know, due to COVID, that's been postponed until 2021. But yeah, we do appreciate support from the community for this program. We also are seeing our agencies, you know, kind of not having the fundraisers that they normally have. If you can support us and support them, you know, we truly appreciate it. It's really brought out, I hate to say that COVID has brought out the good, but it really has brought out some, the generosity and the spirit of our community and, you know, in our response.
Yeah, and like you said, even though a lot of the United Way organizations aren't having these fundraisers because they really can't because of this pandemic, that doesn't mean the need's not there. The need is still there, obviously.
Yeah, the need is most certainly there. You know, we're getting calls for, you know, folks that are, you know, needing services and doing our best to, you know, to talk to them, do intakes over the phone and our, you know, our partner agencies as well. And just trying to network people to resources without even getting the chance to talk to them face to face. Yeah. One of the things you find when you're doing, you know, service work to the community is, you know, that the power of that face to face conversation. And it's really difficult when you're, you know, having to talk on the phone and, you know, do things remotely. And yeah, it just changes the ballgame a little bit.
100 days today of meal delivery for those in need. So, you know, if you're picking up a meal or if you see somebody that's working volunteering, just a thank you. Thank you for 100 days. And I know it's going to continue. And we really, again, appreciate what the United Way is doing and all the volunteers. And again, can't do without all those people.
Oh, certainly. And yeah, you mentioned, you know, Joey going around in the van, and he's, you know, still going to continue to do that for us, with the Knox County YMCA, so that we can, you know, even reach those folks that can't get out to our sites.
Absolutely. Well, Lon, we appreciate what you're doing as well. Thank you so much for taking some time with us this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate it.